She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Donald Trump's longest-serving White House chief of staff, John Kelly, tells the New York Times Trump suggested Nazi leader Adolf Hitler did some good things. And Kelly's description of Trump?
It certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
Kamala Harris in Washington today seized on the comments.
It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans.
Early voting continues to set records across the country. In Georgia, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
With just under 2 weeks until the election, an astounding 26.8% of all active voters have already participated.
Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center is warning voters to be cautious when consuming election information online. Allison Keyes has that.
Microsoft says it sees sustained influence efforts by Russia, Iran, and China aimed at undermining U.S. democratic processes and urges voters, candidates, and parties to remain vigilant against deceptive and suspicious activity online.
We're learning more about the E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Stacy Lynn has more.
According to company spokespeople, they're looking at the two potential carriers in the sandwich, the meat and the onions. They say the beef patty they use comes from multiple suppliers, which would mean there would have to be contamination simultaneously across those suppliers. The raw onions, they say, are processed at a single facility. And if that is the source, it would be the first time ever that onions were a carrier for this strain of E. coli.
One person has died. Nearly 50 others have gotten sick in 10 states. There was a massive explosion in Turkey today. The attack happened at a state-run defense company. Four people were killed. It isn't clear who was behind it. The U.S. now assesses the number of North Korean troops in Russia is at 3,000. If they are there to help Vladimir Putin in his war on Ukraine, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it proves Putin is desperate.
You've heard me talk about the significant casualties that he has experienced over the last 2.5 years. This is an indication that he may be even in more trouble than most people realize.
The troops were transported to Russia's Far East earlier this month and then taken to multiple training sites. On Wall Street, the Dow is down for a third straight day. It's off now more than 500 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz held a rally at Racine's Memorial Hall last night, joined by local leaders who all encouraged early voting. Walz came to Racine from the state capitol, where he appeared with former President Obama.
We had a little gathering down in Madison, but I think there's more energy here tonight, so thank you all.
Supporters waited about an hour for Walz to speak, and he emphasized the importance of voting early while praising his running mate Kamala Harris. There was significant turnout among early voters yesterday, so much so it caused a temporary technical issue with the state's election system. Despite the glitches, the Wisconsin Elections Commission assures voters that all ballots were accurately processed. You can find out more about how to vote and where to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. Pleasant Prairie is set to welcome a new 710-unit apartment complex. It'll be built on a little more than 60 acres near the Outlet Mall. Construction is scheduled to begin in the spring and aims for completion by 2028. And Waukesha County's proposed sales tax has been withdrawn. The county executive pulled it before a scheduled vote last night. Discussions are ongoing regarding a similar proposal in Racine County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Romeo Doubs leads the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers are back at practice getting ready to face the Jaguars. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs led the team with 8 receptions against the Texans, including 2 on that game-winning drive.
The clock wasn't at 0, and I mean, it was key plays to the drive. I had some catches. Tucker had one coming just right beside the ticks. Wicks being Wicks, making the first guy miss, getting extra yards. So it was definitely a team game.
The NBA season opener tonight for the Bucks as they play the 76ers in Philadelphia. Doc Rivers asked, when did they know that Chris Middleton would likely miss tonight's game?
This week it became more expected. I thought before this week there was a pretty good chance he may make it because he's moving great, but we just haven't had enough live activity for him.
The 76ers will be without Joel Embiid and Paul George. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Gusty northwest winds are whipping up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the mid-50s. As the clouds disappear and we become clear, tonight we crash chilly to lows in the mid-30s. Sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine tomorrow, highs will reach the low 60s before rain rolls in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. To make me a tamarack shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow-crested brown, without no sleep or night, because the child of a mountain, she'll be a true love of mine. Find me as a river of love, a sprinkling of me. dress and polishes a gun.
And she'll be a true love of mine.
Tell her to leap in a sickle mill of blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley's angels, Mary and Joe. Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who is there. She once was a true love of mine.
Simon and Garfunkel, Scarborough Fair on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollmann. You know the line in that song, "Remember me to one who lives there, she once was a true love of mine"? They stole that from Bob Dylan, who used it in his 1963 song, "Girl from the North Country."
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
people wearing your green slips.
Just take your glasses.
Local news and timeless hits.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt.
When is a sport, and when is it just a game?
Oh, boy. this is a tough one, because I struggle with NASCAR.
Okay.
I mean, people call that a sport, and but you're talking something different.
Anything. Golf, bowling, archery.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like art, where I don't know. I think it's up to each individual person. If you can have fun. Somebody created like the paper football game at some point. And at some point that was just a game, but now there's people doing that as a sport.
Well, and breakdancing was in the Olympics this year.
Yeah, so there's I don't know, I guess is the correct answer.
Okay, I'll go with that. There was a guy who wrote for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he created what he says would end all arguments about which are sports and which are games. He says, if you can smoke while you're doing it, it's a game. Otherwise, yeah,
this is a tough market for that sort of thing. And with the bowling history in this area, come on.
Right? Exactly. All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I can't.
can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel. It's true.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. It is going to be chilly tonight. Clear with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunshine and 62.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Everybody's gonna wanna doze.
So much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line. Because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a classic move often seen at concerts, the main act talked up the city they were in last night in Racine.
We had a little gathering down in Madison, but I think there's more energy here tonight, so thank you all.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz buttered up the crowd as he started his remarks at Historic Memorial Hall. Walz shared the stage with Racine's mayor, a state rep, and the first congressional district candidate, with all speakers urging people to vote early. Walz's closing message talked up his running mate, Kamala Harris.
So here's the deal, folks. We get the chance. We get to make a difference. She says it all the time, and you know it. When we fight, we win.
The campaigning in the area continues tomorrow when second gentleman Doug Emhoff comes to Kenosha. Details about his appearance haven't been released. Plans for a new sales tax in Waukesha County have been pulled back. County Executive Paul Farrow withdrew his proposal before a vote was taken last night. Farrow said he wanted to further discuss the issue with county leaders and the public before moving forward with the 0.5% tax increase. The tax was meant to fill a $5 million budget gap. Racine County leaders are also considering a similar tax and still have votes scheduled on the matter. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Gusty northwest winds are whipping up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the mid-50s. As the clouds disappear and we become clear, tonight we crash chilly to lows in the mid-30s. Sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine tomorrow, highs will reach the low 60s before rain rolls in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
This is our fault in the road. Love's last episode.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, in Germany, an 8-year-old boy took his mother's car for a joyride, reaching a top speed of 85. He pulled over because he felt uncomfortable driving so fast. You know, that's reasonable. Every kid his age knows you shouldn't go over 65.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Got
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Everybody's feeling warm and right.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, those hurricanes in Florida have long passed, but the road to recovery is going to be long and challenging. But together we can make a significant difference in the lives of those affected by those natural disasters. So we've set up a page at our website, civicmedia.us/help. You can find links to Samaritan's Purse, to the American Red Cross, and to World Central Kitchen. So won't you help if you can? Again, our website, civicmedia.us/help.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN. Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
77 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Later, they won't say it, no, yeah.